Well, my next guest just wrote an op-ed in the Trib recently about how to address Chicago area budget woes and our ego at the same time. As many have read over and over and over, Chicago is slipping in population. And in the coming years, the second city could be the fourth city or the fifth city and so on and so forth. How is this happening? Are the cities that we compete with actually attracting residents at a larger clip than Chicago? Is it because of our social issues and our money woes? Well, they don't help. But what doesn't get told is the story is where the other cities are getting their population from and what we can do to take back our rightful place in this country. One word, annex. Ted McClellan is my guest tonight, the author of the book How to Speak Midwestern and the author of the op-ed piece in the Trib. I would say, you know, we talked about your book before, so yeah. I'll say a download regular.
Thank you.
Good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Thank you. Good to be back.
And we are this summer. We are going to do it. We're going to have people call up with their accents, and you're going to pick where they're from.
Oh, we're going to do that.
We're going to do it this summer.
Yeah. Okay.
People call up and try to stump Ted. How about that?
Okay.
But let's talk about this piece. It's fascinating. The concept of annexation. It's one that, you know, I brought up the concept to Roe and Anna right at the crosstalk, and they were like, no, it'll never work, blah, blah, blah. But it has worked in the past.
Sure.
Chicago has a long history with this.
Well, I mean, this is how Chicago became the second city in the first place. It became a great city. I mean, at the time of the Columbian Exposition, Chicago wanted to show it was this great growing city. So Hyde Park, Jefferson Park, Lakeview, they all voted themselves into Chicago. And overnight, Chicago became a city of over a million people, second only to New York. But that movement stopped in 1930 with Beverly. Beverly was sort of the last piece to be added to Chicago, except for annexing some land to connect O'Hare to the city. And since then, the city's sort of been trapped. It's been landlocked. And meanwhile, down in Texas, Houston has just been metastasizing. I mean, Houston has blown up to three times Chicago's size. And now, as a result of having so much land, it's about to pass us in population.
And that has to do with annex laws. I mean,
they're
different.
The annexation laws in Texas are much more favorable to the cities than they are in Illinois. I mean, the cities can control anything that happens within 5 miles of their borders. They can they can prevent anybody from incorporating. And so it's in here, the mechanism is that there has to be a vote in both municipalities, and they have to be adjoining for annexation to happen. And so it hasn't happened in, as I said, in almost 100 years.
And it's interesting because we've talked about it in this program, and you mentioned as well in the piece that the municipalities in the state of Illinois are a little bit out of whack with the rest of the country.
Well, I mean, Illinois has more municipalities than any other state. I mean, Illinois has almost 1,300 municipalities. California has 478. So we're a city, we're a state of what, about 11 million people? We're not growing. Why do we need all these governments? Can we afford all these governments anymore? I mean, Illinois has 7,000 taxing bodies. I mean, we're talking about townships, school districts, mosquito abatement districts.
It's crazy to think about,
You know, we wonder why we're in a budget crisis. There's so many hands out, so much demand for money. I'm saying annexation means less government and lower taxes. And, of course, I think it's going to benefit the suburbs more than the city because Chicago has the lowest property taxes in Cook County because there's so much valuable commercial and industrial land here. Chicago's property tax rate is about 6.9%. The most well-off suburbs, places like Evanston, Norwich, are maybe 9%. But you go down to the south suburbs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Riverdale, 29%. So Riverdale annexes to Chicago. Number one, we closed on Chuck's Gun Shop. That's a big advantage.
It still needs to be a vote, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. Number two, their property tax rate plummets. The land there becomes more valuable, more desirable at this lower tax rate. So this is a much better use of suburban land. And, you know, a lot of these inner ring suburbs, they've sort of been bypassed by, you know, the movement. Exurbia, I guess, you know, places like Elmwood Park, Schiller Park. I mean, you really can't tell when you cross the difference between there and Chicago. I was driving down Toohey today. So you go through, you're in Park Ridge, then you're in Chicago, then you're in Niles, then you're in Skokie, then you're in Chicago again. And there's no real delineation of when you're in one city or when you're in the other.
But hearing you say it, it sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cons that go with annexation. The idea that you know, you would be taking on a lot of the debt and the and some of the things that, that we're trying to shed here in Chicago.
Right.
We'd have to take on other towns' debts. I mean, what are some of the cons when it comes to annexation that would make this something that you wouldn't want to touch if you were a politician?
Well, I think that the biggest obstacle is that a lot of these small towns are obviously become little centers of patronage and power for the people who run them. Like you look at Rosemont, you know, the Stevens family founded it. The Stevens family owns it. You look at Cicero, you know, they've always got this latest tin pot town president out there running everything. So these people are not going to want to give up power.
Right.
So that's certainly a disadvantage.
And in the,
I'm going to say that this is, you know, we basically have a 19th and 20th century governmental structure here in the Chicago area in the 20th century. I mean, 19th century townships are totally 19th century. They shouldn't exist anymore. Suburbs are 20th century. You know, the dynamic growing areas, but regional cooperation and consolidation, that's 21st century. I mean, Indianapolis does it. Toronto did it. Toronto amalgamated and passed us in population. Miami does it. Nashville, Charlotte. You think of these as the growing cities of the Sun Belt, and they're doing it. But they matured later as cities. But just because of the fact that we matured earlier as a city and had these borders fixed into place, I don't think that means we shouldn't be
in
able
terms of resources
to change.
I think about police, fire, things like that. Do you stretch the city thin by it getting bigger? I mean, do we already have
you hire more police officers.
But that's what I mean.
But then you have less bureaucracy. I mean, you don't have 50 instead of 50 police departments, you have one police department. You have one police chief. So, I think it's actually a much more efficient use of resources than we have going on now.
So what would – I mean, why have – I mean, when I have the Better Government Association on or the Metropolitan Planning Council and they talk about we really need to do something about these municipalities, it's trouble. Why is an annexation on the city council's table right now? Why are we not thinking about doing that lickety-split?
Well, I had one alderman retweet the article and say, hey, this is a good idea, but I don't think he's brought it up yet. I mean, they may be, as you said, they may be reluctant to take on. I mean, the cities that would be most eager to do this would probably be, you know, the places like Burnham or Riverdale or, you know, places
with financial problems.
Exactly. Or, you know, Dalton. So
why would any make the argument for why someone from Chicago would want to annex Dalton?
Okay.
Why, as a taxpayer in Chicago, would I?
Well,
I want
to think about what's good for the entire area.
Yeah.
I mean, so all of a sudden, you've got you've got vacant land in Dalton. That land becomes much more valuable at a lower tax rate. So it's a much more efficient use of urban land. It's a much more efficient use of our area-wide resources. So I don't think that taking in Dalton and its 20-some thousand people is going to have much of an effect on the property tax rates of Chicago and its 2.6 million people.
Okay. So how do we make this happen? Do we just throw out the phone number, have people call in, and we do the vote right now casually on WGN Radio? I mean, what is it going to take?
I think it's got to take, but I mean, it's got to take petition drives. I mean, I think it's so hard. There's a case going on in Ohio in Cleveland, and there's a bankrupt municipality called East Cleveland. And they've been talking about annexing to the city, but it's so controversial that the mayor who proposed it was recalled, and the city council demanded terms that Cleveland didn't want to meet that kind of preserve their power for at least a decade.
So it seems like what's standing in the way is territorialism.
Sure, but if you were an urban planner and somebody just sort of showed you an aerial view of the Chicago area and said, okay, draw a border, you wouldn't stop at Howard Street.
Right.
You wouldn't stop at 134th Street. You wouldn't stop at Harlem. I mean, you would go way, way further out. I mean, you'd go out to at least 294. You might go up to, I don't know about Lake Cook Road, but maybe Willow Road. So, you know, we need to take in all of the urban areas. I mean, because, you know, I think the suburban era is, I mean, I think it's over. You go back to the 70s and 80s, nobody with money wanted to live in the city. You remember that? I mean, we're in the Loop. The Loop was just a wasteland. I mean, it was just there was the Mission downtown. There were porno stores everywhere.
Yeah, you didn't come down here.
No, you didn't come down here. No one was here after 5 o'clock. And now this is one of the fastest growing parts of the region.
Reading your piece and talking, you make a strong argument. Is there any way, you know, beyond the idea of petition drives and municipalities being able to both sort of dual vote, is there any way that politicians could change the laws in Springfield or even in Chicago that we could be more like the Sunbelt states or cities like Houston and
we
Phoenix
could do that, but then you might have opposition from suburban legislators who would see that as a land grab. I mean, you've got some suburban, let's say there's a guy, State Senator Steve Landeck. He's mayor of Bridgeview, and he's a state senator. So, you know, he's got his hand in a couple pots.
Right.
But in Canada, that's exactly what they did. The province of Ontario basically forced 5 suburbs to join Toronto. Of course, the disadvantage of that is it resulted in the election of Rob Ford.
I think there's something strong about that.
Right.
I mean, this has been a Democrat stronghold.
But that tells you that it would not just be Chicago absorbing the suburbs. I mean, the suburbs would have a say in how Chicago is run.
I think that's actually
a
good
thing.
They would
have a vote.
I mean, one of the bad things about this town is it's one party rule and nothing changes. But if you expanded the population and some of those municipalities voted in different ways, we might have better representation.
Yeah. And another advantage is you go out of town and people ask where you're from. You don't have to do that little dance. You know, if you're from Northbrook. You know, I'm from Chicago. Oh, what part of Chicago?
What part?
Oh,
Northwest.
Yeah, on Northwest suburbs, on Northbrook, you know.
Now you can say Northwest Side.
You've seen the John Hughes movies? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is great, and I think we're on to something. Ted McClellan, my guest, he's the author of the book How to Speak Midwestern, which we will be bringing you some segments this summer. I'm excited about that. We'll have some people call up because we had some people call up last time, and I just love it. I love people being able to.
Well, we're going to do some of the definitions.
All the fun stuff.
Chicago words.
We'll do that coming up probably next month. Ted McClellan, his piece is in the Chicago Tribune. His op-ed on annexation and what they could mean for the city of Chicago and the suburban communities and municipalities. Ted, great to see you. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.